I would like to pose the following hands-up questions to everyone reading and particularly to all of the candidates for both mayor and councillor across the city. Hands up if you agree that our city is in the midst of an opioid crisis and that much more can and must be done to tackle this problem. Hands up if you agree that our city is in the midst of a homelessness crisis and that much more can and must be done to tackle this problem. Hands up if you agree that our city is in the midst of an affordable housing crisis and that much more can and must be done to tackle this problem. Hands up if you agree that our city is in the midst of a seniors' assisted living crisis and that much more can and must be done to tackle this problem. Hands up if you agree that our city is in the midst of a roads and infrastructure crisis and that much more can and must be done to tackle this problem. And finally, hands up if you agree that our city is in the midst of a library and art gallery crisis and that much more can and must be done to tackle this problem. The only legacy that the Junction East project will provide our city with is a legacy of moral bankruptcy as we spend $100 million of borrowed money and rated infrastructure money to put it up. As councillor for Ward 7, my first motion will be to immediately pause this project, and if your choice of councillor and or mayor will not support this motion, then you should reconsider your choice. Mark McKillop is running for the Greater Sudbury City Council seat in Ward 7 in the October 24 municipal election.